praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
I would like for this man to come out to our church in Prestonwood and teach a healing school and a prayer school. And he said, why? And she said, well, I met him a few months ago and said, in the few months I've known him, I have seen more miracles and he's got more answers to my own prayers than I ever had in all the rest of my life put together. So I would like for him to come teach us at Prestonwood in our class. And so he called me. And he said, that, you know, this lady told me about this. And he said, she said, you teach healing. And said, you're a Southern Baptist deacon. And said, what scriptures do you use to do this with? And so I quoted him a few scriptures over the phone, and I quoted him the reference where it was found, and then I quoted him the verse, and so I quoted him 8 or 10 places. And he said, is there anybody in this area that's received a miracle that you would be willing to give me their name? I said, how many do you want?
All right.
And he said, well, a few. I said, okay, so I gave him a few names. He said, you know I'm going to check you out. I said, I hope you do. And so 2 weeks came and go, and this young man called me back. He said, you are real. I said, sir, I serve a real Jesus. So what's the big deal? He said, I called and checked these people out. And these people really did receive miracles when you prayed for them and you taught them the Word of God. I said, well, sir. He said, but I do disagree with some of the interpretations of the verses you use and how you interpret them. I said, son, how old are you? He said, I'm 28. I said, what kind of education do you have? He said, I almost have my PhD from the seminary. I said, how many miracles have you seen? He said, none. I said, son, I'm 62, and I interpret the Word of God just like it's written, and I've seen hundreds of miracles, and I'm a farmer and an engineer. One of us must interpret the Word of God wrong, and as long as I'm seeing these miracles, I'm going to keep interpreting just like I do. And if you ain't seen no miracles, I sure ain't going to use your translation. I mean, is that the way you would do it? I mean, if I go out here and somebody tells me to put a spark plug in a car and it'll fix the problem, I go out there and put a spark plug in it and it still misses, and he says, put another spark plug in that hole, and if I put 3 in there and it still misses, guess what I'm going to stop listening to? Hey, we need something else. This ain't working. You know, so that's what's wrong with us in the church. We've listened to people teach the Word, and it's something so clear. Well, but I don't think that means that. Maybe that means spiritual healing. Well, that's not what that said. He said, I'm the God that heals you. If you go back and look at that in Hebrew, you'll find out that word is physical healing. That's what that means. Now then, let's go over here a little further. And if there's any other of these areas that y'all check this out in your Bible. Good evening, young lady. I couldn't even see who you were back there with the light in my eyes. Now that I know. Listen, in Exodus chapter 34, verse 14, I hope this is the right place. I pulled these up on the computer out of my word processor and pasted them into Word. And if I got some of the verses wrong, that's because Word changed the spills, because I actually copied them right out of the Bible. So, but in Exodus 34, 14, it says, for thou shalt worship. Is that the right place? For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Now then, I'm going to tell this story and direct it at Lou up here, since she's my new friend, her and Jeff. I know that they're fine Christians. If Jeff and Lou, I guess they've been married a long time, I really don't know well, but I feel like I've known them forever. Let's say, for instance, that they courted each other, and Jeff, he always looked his best, he smelled his best, and he done everything his best. He's courting this lovely lady, and one day he said, honey, will you marry me? And she said, yes, you're the man of my dreams. And he swoops her up, and they go down here, and she puts on her beautiful gown, and he dresses up, and they get married, and he carries this lovely lady across the threshold and sets her down in an apartment or a home or a house or something somewhere. And he says, "Honey, I got to go to work for a little while. I'll see you later." And he leaves her sitting right there, and he walks out the door. And 6 months later, Jeff hasn't called. He hasn't written. He hasn't done anything. Where do you think Lou's going to be by this time? Sitting right there with dinner hot, waiting for him to show up?
No way.
Oh, yeah, that ain't the way it's going to work, huh? And is she going to have to wait 6 months?
No.
No. Guess what's probably going to happen if he ain't back by nightfall? She's going to be, "Where is this guy?" But if she can't find where he is by the second or third or fourth day, if he ain't called, showed up, or nothing, she says, "Forget this guy. This guy really didn't love me, did he, Lou? If he had loved me, he would have stayed here with me on our wedding night for sure." You know what happens to us? We come down the aisle and make God the Lord of our life, supposedly. And we walk out that back door and the devil says, "Oh, you don't have to go to church." Now, what do we say God is? He's a what?
Jealous
God. Okay, so the devil says, "Oh, you've got to make a living. You don't have time to go to church. You sure ain't got time to read that old book, and you sure ain't got time to wake up in the morning and get down on your knees and bow down and worship this God. Get out there and make yourself a living. You know, for all men, it's much more important to make $1 million than it is to think about going to church. After all, your wife, if anybody in the family goes to church, you can let that woman of yours go to church. Church is for women anyway." Is that what the devil will do to us? And then the very minute that you get out of church, guess who stands and says, "God, look at your stupid little son down there. You told him to do this, and he's not doing it." And the devil, the Bible says, the devil accuses you and me day and night before the king. Don't you know he must get tired of hearing that devil? And you know how to stop him? Walk holy before the Lord. And give no place to our enemies to talk about us. If you walk holy before the king, the devil says, "Let's see. How am I going to get to Jeff today? He has done absolutely nothing wrong today. This guy has done everything right today. Demons, go out there and stir up something in his house so I'll have something to accuse him, you know, before the king." That would be the great day, wouldn't it, Jeff? If the devil had no place to accuse you. But it's not difficult for the devil to get us out because most of us don't know these things. So by not knowing these things, we go out and we're doing what's right as Christians, think we're working hard to make a living. And the Lord clearly told us, if we'll put Him first and serve Him, He said, then a few things will be added unto you. Oh, that's not what He said? Oh! He says, if you will put me first and seek my righteousness and my holiness and do what I tell you to do, then all things that your heart desire will be added unto you. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? But see, we get it in reverse. You see why I'm teaching you how to do it proactively? Because we've done it the wrong way. So we go out and we do it our way, and we work hard as men. I know men that have went to school, started their own business, and worked from night into and thinking they're doing exactly what's right so they can provide for their wife and their children, so they can have a nice home and a beautiful car and money in the bank and everything. And I mean, he's worked his fingers to the bone for his wife because he loves her and his kids. And he does great things. And then all of a sudden, one day, your children, they grow up and get 15. They get on drugs. Or one of them gets killed in a car wreck. Or your wife gets killed in a car wreck. Or you get killed in a car wreck. And the people stand and say, "God, why me? I've worked my fingers to the bone to provide for this woman and these kids. Why me?" Well, I'm telling you, folks, I got the answer. It's written right here in this book. Isn't that awesome? We give place to the devil. So the devil comes by and kills us. He kills our children. We have been totally disobedient. We have put everything before God. And we have given this jealous God the legal right to turn the enemy loose on us because we've totally not served Him. Isn't that awesome? But Lord, why did this cancer come upon me? I go to church every Sunday, Lord. I even tithe, Lord. But you didn't worship me. And you didn't give me gladness. You didn't serve me with gladness of heart. How many Christians really believe God would do that to you? Did He say He would? So then guess how to stop that? Worship Him and praise Him. Thank Him. And as you do, as you worship Him and praise Him and thank Him for the abundance of all things, all you got to do is your wife. I'll go back to Lou and Jeff here. If every morning up and he grabbed a beautiful girl and hugged her and said, "You are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my life. I want you to know how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, and how much I thank you for doing good things around the house and taking such good care of me." And every morning she met him at the door dressed up like a beauty queen. And she said, "You are the most magnificent man I have ever known. I want to tell you, honey, how much I love you and how much I appreciate you going out and working hard and making a living for me. I want to tell you how much I think of you." How long do you think that marriage would last? How long do you think it'll last, Luke? Oh, long time, forever. Why? Because we tell each other how much we love each other. If you tell God how much you love Him and how much you appreciate Him, guess what the devil's not going to be able to do in your house? He ain't going to be able to come by your house. Because if you're there worshiping the King one morning, you just shut your hands raised in the quietness of your own bedroom, maybe in your bathroom, just telling the Lord, "Lord, I want to tell you how much I love you and how much I appreciate you." If the devil walks through your wall and he sees you standing there with your hands raised worshiping the King and a row of magnificent, beautiful, warring angels arm in arm with their swords out that are standing around you, protecting you, guess what the devil's not going to do in your house? He's going to say, "Whoo, I better leave here and go down to Susie's house. This guy here is too protected." But you see what's going on. That's what's going on. Okay. Now then, after you do learn all these things, you must be absolutely sure or your faith will not work. Now then, in fact, there's still a couple other things here I was going to say that I didn't say here. After that jealous God, in Deuteronomy 8:18, I'm going to read that to you. "And it shall be that if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish."
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching. We'll start again tomorrow, right there at the very same place. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this teaching on proactive healing. If you would like this teaching in its entirety, if you will give us a phone call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order this information free and postpaid in its entirety, in its entire teaching. Or you can go to the website and you can listen to each one of these individual programs over every day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Praise His holy name.